In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, we have today the feast of a great pope named Saint Leo, and his name is Latin and means a lion, and Saint Leo was truly one of the brave pastors and shepherds of the church, because he acted very bravely in defending the church and its property against the evil conquerors. When he was the pope during the 5th century, those were hard times for the church, because all those different attacks from northern tribes towards Rome, these different types of tribes were called the barbarians, and they were a great obstacle in the spreading of God's church and the Holy Gospel throughout the world. Saint Leo had also faced lots of false doctrines, those people who refused to accept what church was teaching and opposed the papacy and the church. And he explained the true faith with his famous writings, and therefore Saint Leo is also one of the doctors of the church, that is, one of the great teachers of Christian religion. He called a council to condemn these false and erroneous teachings, and those who would not give up their errors, they were put out of the church. But those who were sorry, Saint Leo received back into the church and asked people to pray with him for them. The biggest singular event of his pontificate was when Saint Leo had to face all alone the evil and big tribe of Huns. This Normannic nation called the Huns were the cause of much fear among the Christians in Europe. This tribe was very cruel, because as soon as the boy child was born into this nation, they cut deep wounds into his cheeks, so that to make him grow wild and very much fearsome looking. And people thought that this was a horrible practice, because even before the child could eat, he was taught how to suffer pain and affliction. When these little boys grew up men, they became fearsome and cruel soldiers, and then they attacked in different nations and were the cause of horror and afraid and fear. The Huns had the fearsome leader who was very much afraid, and his name was Attila, and he was the king of the Huns, and he was seen as the greatest enemy of Christianity and the church in the whole world. And because this, he received the name the Scourge of God. When he was on his conquests, Attila came to the country which is nowadays called Bulgaria, and in this country he conquered more than 100 cities, and his troops committed very big crimes there, and they took captive the churches and monasteries and killed the monks and nuns who were living there. Finally, they advanced so far that the Huns were now at the gates of Rome, and all the people of Rome had the reason to be afraid of these people, because they had heard about the horrible things they had done. But Saint Leo, who was then the pope, to save the holy city of Rome, he rode out to meet this terrible enemy leader, Attila, and the only weapon which Saint Leo had was his great trust in God. He was truly like another David who came to face the fearsome Goliath, armed with nothing but his full trust and hope in God's help. And when Attila and Pope Saint Leo met, something wonderful happened. This cruel pagan king showed the Pope great honor, and he made a treaty of peace with him. And it was cause of much amazement. People couldn't understand why this man who had conquered so many cities and showed so much cruelty suddenly showed himself like a lamb in front of the Pope. And Attila himself said afterwards that when he had rode to meet the Pope, he had seen two mighty figures standing by the Pope while he spoke. And these two were the great apostles Peter and Paul, sent by God to protect Pope Leo and the Christians in Rome. Because of this great heroism which Pope Saint Leo showed, all the generations afterwards have called him Saint Leo the Great, he whose name means lion. Truly showed himself to be like a fearless lion who was ready to put himself on the line so that he could save his flock. And all the people trusted and knew that Saint Leo was the reason why Attila had backed down, because of this great miracle which apostles Saint Peter and Paul had done. Hans, on the other hand, returned home, and Attila himself afterward joked that he knew how to conquer men, but the lion, that is Pope Leo, was too strong for him. And Attila tried to continue his conquests, but from now on he faced nothing but failures. And finally, he died very strange and unexpected death just after he had married. And to make sure that people would not know about the circumstances of his fate, his warriors killed the entire funeral party which had attended at Attila's funeral. Dear children, when we face dangers and when we face obstacles in life, we can always look into God's saints as our role models. Saint Leo the Great, he had to face an obstacle which was horribly terrifying and a source of a great fear, but he put his whole trust into God Almighty. He put his whole trust in the intercession of Mary, and he was confident and positive that whatever it may be his own fate, God will protect his holy church. Remember this heroic example, children, when you grow up, that you always put your whole trust into God Almighty. If you do this, then you too, even if the whole world would be against you and you seem like a little and innocent and weak lamb, you also become and grow up to be like a big and courageous lion of our holy Catholic faith. May God bless you. In the name of the Father and of the Son.